All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call a Monday business meeting for May 12th, 2021, 6 p.m. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise to the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
Okay, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnin.
Here.
Councilman Stupoli.
President.
President Randolph Sharpe has an excused absence. Mayor.
Here. Approval minutes for budget workshop, April 12, 2021. Council meeting, April 14, 2021. And council meeting, April 28, 2021. All were present.
Second.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnin.
Yes.
Councilman Stupoli.
Yes.
Can you take a motion for payment of bills that have been duly ordered by the treasurer?
No move.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnin.
Yes.
Councilman Stupoli.
Yes.
Okay, the following reports have been filed and are available in our respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Second reading, ordinance 2021-06, exceed the municipal budget appropriation limit and to establish a cap bank. Open to the public for any questions or comments in regards to ordinance 2021-06.
I make a motion that we approve this ordinance and have a public.
Hold on, it's open to the public first. Anyone in the public? Okay, both needs to vote and now entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve this ordinance and have it public according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico. Councilman DiDomenico, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Councilman DiDomenico, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnin.
Yes.
Councilman Stupoli.
Yes.
Next, consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the board. They will all be acted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this item we can remove from the consent agenda and consider separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 2021-101-106.
I make a motion that we approve these resolutions.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Somebody please mute the phone.
Councilwoman Hess.
Who are we calling?
Councilwoman Hess.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you. Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnin.
Yes.
Councilman Stupoli.
Yes.
Next, engineer's report. Anthony, you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Floor door.
We will propose the loan for the NJDFC municipal aid for the financial year 2022. Choice authorization to put that in, but due July 1st, 2021. Project and design. Right now, we're still working on the Lindentown Phase 2 project. We just submitted that to NJDOT, so working for their comments back. We also received authorization for the application for the Local Recreation Improvement Grant, that's the LRIG application for financial year 2021. That's due next month, so we're working on that. And that's for the high school and Memorial Park Trail. Grants, I just talked about those two. And project for construction is the traffic FEMA upgrade. I did speak with Craig Wells at Public Works, and we're working with the contractor to close that project out. Five.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for the engineer?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yep.
Okay. Open the council. Tell us the name of the
council. Yes. Local Government Department Activity Report for the month of April 2024. Federal calls of service 4740. Traffic accidents 44. Community policing 325. Traffic enforcement and track 447. Criminal complaints issued by officers 48. Traffic problems issued by officers 183. Criminal complaints issued by citizens 18. Traffic problems issued by civilians 1. And there is 52 investigations in the Detective Bureau. I also want to thank the chief. They got the bicycle patrol back on the streets as of like today, I believe. And also I want to thank the chief, the officers, Mr. Henderson, and the Greenwood North Park for that excellent job on Saturday. That's all I have.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hess.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I just want to say that in conjunction with Camden County this, and Limelong, we will be bringing back the movies and the concerts in the park starting hopefully in June. I don't have a exact date yet. I'm still working with the county to get all this information figured out. And as soon as we have all the information and the dates, it will be posted on our website and on our signs throughout the town like we usually do. And of course, we still all have to follow all the guidelines for social distancing, but I hope that everything will turn out well, and we can start using our park again. Thank you. That's all that I have.
Okay. Councilman Jackson.
Thank you, Mayor Castle. So, I have something really different. A company or organization called JDPS exempt me, and they have a program where they can expunge good individuals that actually have a criminal record in Pennsylvania. So for those individuals interested in that, they can email me and I can connect them with the individual data over in Pennsylvania. But again, it's only for individuals that have criminal records in Pennsylvania. That's all I have there.
Thank you. Councilman Capone.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the monthly report for April of the Limelong Public Works. We collected 787 tons of trash, 92 tons of recycling. We had 401 public bulk items picked up, 72 scrap metal picked up, 8 concrete pieces of concrete picked up, 6 stumps picked up, and no property maintenance. In the sewer, we had 192 service calls, stoppages, 23 main stoppages, 1 emergency call, 16 pump station repairs, 10, mark out 129, and for all springs, we had one service call and one stoppage. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Zinn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the health report, on May 10th, the governor increased the capacity limit for indoor catering events, up to 50% with a max of 250 individuals. This includes weddings, proms, funerals, memorial service, and indoor performances. Today, the governor announced major reopening plans to lift COVID-19 restrictions. This is going to be the most aggressive step in easing the restrictions. On May 19th, he will resume outdoor gathering limits, but everyone will still need to wear a mask and social distance. Restaurants will no longer have tables limited to up to 8 people. They'll be allowed to have more people. And more information will be coming out about that next week, but it's open to have more open Memorial Day weekend. Vaccine shots for 12 to 15-year-olds. That's going to start soon with Pfizer because they haven't received the approval. We're not much sure of the date, but any day now. Some of the CVS stores have already started taking appointments. Walgreens works with the school district to vaccinate 16 and 17-year-olds, and they plan to do the same with 12 to 16-year-olds. Camden County vaccine site located at Camden County College in Blackwood. The site is now closed on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You can still make appointments. They're also accepting walk-ins. The hours are 8 a.m. to 3:30 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. If appointments are not getting filled and they're not getting many walk-ins, they might limit the days again come June. So we're going to see how everything's rolling out. Camden County is also going to have a pop-up community vaccination site at Peter Lake Family Market on June 15th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. There will be giveaways. You can call to make an appointment at 856-549-0530. They are accepting walk-ins with no appointment. If you make your appointment, you will get through quicker. If you do a walk-in, you might be about 10 minutes, 15 minutes longer than normal. And I'm proud to announce something for you, something else that's going to happen in Linden Walk. The police department is doing their 6th annual Hooked on Fishing event this year. So we're good to get out in the air and see the kids fishing. This is going to be on June 6th at Lake Worth Park from 9 a.m. to noon. The police department will provide fishing poles, lines, and baits. There's going to be prizes, giveaways, and a barbecue, sale, and I hope to see somebody out there enjoying your day. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Ms. Thompson.
Yes, good evening. Just wanted to give an update on the borough reopening. We will be opening the municipal building and our public library on May 17th with modified dates and hours. Those dates and hours are as follows: Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays will be closed to the public. Our public works department will open from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going back to their normal hours. The court will continue to conduct Zoom sessions, but they will be open to the public for payment transactions and other court matters between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. as the police building has been open throughout this pandemic. So we just want to take this opportunity to just say that we are looking forward to greeting and welcoming our residents back into the building, and that we will, of course, practice social distancing as well as we continue wearing masks. So we look forward to seeing everyone beginning on Monday at 9 a.m. for the municipal building. But we also encourage continued use of the Dropbox if we do, and that we have posted this information on our website. Channel 192 is also on our digital sign, and it was also in the email blast that went out as well. So that's all I have now.
Thank you. Numbers I have for today, as of today, we're at 2,100 people who have had the virus, or have the virus, and we're at 22 deaths, and still remain at 22 deaths. The only other thing I have is, this is our last pre-conference call meeting. We will be open to the public for our next meeting in 2 weeks. Look forward to seeing everybody's smiling faces. And with that being said, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please state your name and address for the record, and 5 minutes, please.
My name is Karen, 637-6000. Before about the racial plan, there was this report with the lack of interest. But I was speaking to a number of residents, and it seems that that was not the case. A lot of them didn't know that, but there was really not much advertising. Do you think we could ever reconsider that again?
We can look at the next year, but they're only new for this year. What did you say on the other day?
Yeah, I'm not
talking
about that. I'm
talking about
living in the
place. As of this year, I don't think we'll do anything. I can do it next year. I can look into it.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Yes, this is Sarah Bowman from Summer Warren
Fingerfield. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, good day. I want to just start off by thanking the council for, a few items that, have been publicized and we've heard about in this meeting. It's great to hear that the movies and concerts in the park are returning. And I was also really proud of the concert and street game and the showing of support from our community and the borough. Regarding that desk resource, is that something that is accessible through the municipal site, or should we reach out directly to the borough?
I would reach out to Jackson because that's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they reached out to me directly, so you would want to get back to me. You can also get to me on my email, which is jjackson@livermore.medical.
Okay. All right. Great. I'll be reaching out to you. Thank you for that.
But remember, it's only for individuals that have a Pennsylvania criminal record, not a New Jersey one.
Understood. Completely understood. I'm also really happy to hear about the new community policing force. The cycle cops returning to our community and neighborhoods, and the Hooked on Fishing event that's coming up. Beyond the Hooked on Fishing event, what can you tell me about the training and any new strategies that the community policing force will be employing?
Chief, do you still want to work with me?
Yeah, I'm on here. One thing that I think is just downstairs, they don't work for stuff like that. We're dealing with the Lake Forest Park in the Washington County area, if you know what that's about. I think that's going to be a great event.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I know we have a lot of kids in our neighborhood who like to try to fish in the Timber Creek back here. I'm sure they'd be interested in that event. My question was more aimed at, has there been any, in light of legislation passed by our Attorney General focusing on improving community relations between our law enforcement and our marginalized communities, specifically in reference to children, has there been any new training or are there plans for any new strategies like Pine Hill have used, like the Safe Youth Program or something like the Good Citizen Program where the cops were giving out ice cream vouchers to kids wearing helmets while riding their bikes or properly disposing of litter, stuff like that?
There will be a list of things coming out, probably by within the next few meetings. I will say, they're rolling down a list of things right now that they're just working.
I want to make one thing perfectly clear. All of these events that they're doing, this is not the first time they're doing them. They've been postponed because of COVID. These events have been going on for years, and they've been community policing for almost 10 years now, which other towns weren't doing that our town was. So I'm very proud of what these people and what they've accomplished and what they've done, and all the things they've given back to our community. But all of these events that you're talking about and these things that have gone on with Pine Hill and stuff, we've already done those years ago, and we've been doing them for years. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you as well.
Um,
I just have two more questions. One, in regards to the nearly $1.7 million in COVID that Lindholm is receiving under the COVID relief bill, has the council had any further time to consider what Lindholm is going to do with the refunding?
Hi, Chair. This is Dawn Thompson. Just wanted to let you know that we are waiting for guidance from the Division of Local Government Services as to what's considered eligible and what is prohibited use with regards to the funds. So that information should be forthcoming. So as soon as we receive all the guidance, then the governing body can make a decision as to exactly what those funds are going to be used for.
Okay. All right. And then finally, in terms of the cannabis ban,
Ma'am, that issue is closed. I'm not even going to entertain it. So the issue is closed and you're
blind. So what is the plan to research and educate itself? Like, I know the plan is to ban it for your time to gain some learning. What is the learning plan?
Anyone else in the public wish to speak? Hearing
none, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, this is Edward Dusty Grimes. I'm with thejewacross.org. We're a 501c3 here in Jersey fighting for disabled rights and for cannabis patients' rights.
Sir, that petition is closed. That issue is closed. It was closed last week. I'm not going to entertain it, so please don't bring it up. Anyone else in the public have anything to
say? You don't have to sit and die in people.
Nobody likes anybody, sir.
With a fan.
Nobody likes anybody. Nobody likes anybody, sir.
You're like a cancer patient.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Anyone else in the public have anything they'd like to say?
So, excuse me, my name is Jamie Van Schreiber, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, good evening, Mayor and Council. This is a public meeting, and this is a public comment portion. You are not allowed to decide what the public speaks about. If they are in order and being respectful, they're allowed to sing the single, single little star if they want for their time allotted. I also would like to speak about medical cannabis, and I suggest that you don't censor and try to inhibit my right to speak at this public comment. I am a medical cannabis patient, and that's what we're here advocating for, medical cannabis patient rights. There are people that are suffering and dying with chronic pain, chronic illness, and terminal illness. They're left with pharmaceuticals pretty much only in your community. Every Narcan that is distributed in your community and used for an overdose is because of controlled substances like fentanyl, like Percocet, like Oxycontin. It is absolutely not for cancer. There are people suffering with things that are never going to go away. Why would you want them to rely on pharmaceuticals? They should have access to natural medicine. The human body has an endocannabinoid system in it. It's an anatomical fact. It's there just as realistically as your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, your central nervous system. And there was a plant also put on this earth, the cannabis plant. And that's what heals and nourishes your endocannabinoid system. All these toxic pharmaceuticals that you're only giving access to your community to have, that's not healing anything. That's a toxin chemical in your body, tricking your body to believe it's not in pain. It is not feeling anything. I have a new systemic lupus. My immune system attacks my soft tissue. Most detrimental, obviously, my organs.
Okay, Mayor. I'll find that if you're up, Mayor.
I'll see you guys next meeting in person. Thank you.
Anyone else in the public wish to speak?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead. State your name and address for the record, please. Ma'am?
Yes, hello. My name is Marina Rudman, and I'd like to speak about medical cannabis. You have 77 places in your county which describe medical cannabis. You have been in that, and in the state of New Jersey, 64 psychiatrists who prescribe medical cannabis. You also have 10 doctors that prescribe medical cannabis. You have people who have PTSD who take medical cannabis. This is such a wonderful, helpful medicine that helps people. I myself am on it for PTSD and cancer. It is not fun. When I was first diagnosed, I lost 50 pounds within 3 weeks. This was not fun. I couldn't hold anything down. They gave me all this stuff from the pharmacist or from the pharmaceutical industry to help me out. It didn't happen. It wasn't keeping food down. It wasn't making me live. It was miserable. It was so painful and hurtful. Once I started taking my medicine, it was wonderful. I could live. I could do this. You have people probably in your town, it's definitely in your county, that are suffering. That veterans who unfortunately had horrific stuff going on, and they are taking this medicine. So please stay open to medical cannabis, and please don't take it away.
Before you go any further, I wanted to say something. What we did last week was for recreational marijuana, not for medical marijuana. It has nothing to do with the medical marijuana. This was for recreational marijuana. That's all.
Can you point to that exception in the ordinance? What is the exception for cannabis?
Medical marijuana is controlled by state statute.
Yes, medical marijuana is controlled by state statute.
So is recreational marijuana.
Yeah, it's all controlled.
Well, we did.
Your ordinance bans all cannabis business. It does not specify that medical cannabis business is accepted.
Okay.
Where would you put a medical dispenser?
Anyone else in public wishing to speak?
Yes, I would like to find an obvious.
Okay. Continue.
Thank you. Anyway, medical cannabis is such a beautiful thing. And if you are a disability like I am, Uber and Lyft cost much money. It costs $40 to get front of the place and $40 back. That's enough for getting taxed on our medication. Some people call it a cancer tax. Some people call it multiple sclerosis tax. This isn't fun. No other medications are taxed. And I don't understand why some people aren't open to this, why some people want to let other people suffer. Also, if you're on an Uber or Lyft, if you have a service phone for anxiety, whatever, a lot of times they won't let you have a dog in there. Yeah, that's against the law, but you still want, if you just say they have allergies. Also, they also have access points, and access points doesn't go everywhere. And also, the physically disabled people in wheelchairs call it access points. Because it's horrible. You could be on an access point for a couple of hours. And if you have problems with bladder control, it's horrific. Because a lot of the bathrooms are closed, and a lot of times it takes you longer than it'll take you a couple of hours, it'll take you a little bit of space, basically. And if you're working to have medical cannabis, I hope that you do, to take people in your town, where would you put it? Think about that. Think about the pharmacies in your town. In New Jersey, you have almost 400 CVS's, 280 Walgreens.
that we hardly have any medical dispensaries for our medicine. We are suffering.
The medical cannabis can be delivered to them, even in Lebanon.
Okay, even when I'm visible, that's wonderful. Now, because I also would you guys be willing to help out the people who are medical candidates with that charge?
Ma'am, you have to reach out to the state for that. That's going to take care of your business. You're getting more back.
Would you put that in your ordinance to help people out?
Ma'am, I can't put that burden on the residents of London. I'm sorry. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Well, please,
ma'am, 5 minutes left.
Yes, I do.
Well,
you
can help out.
Please.
Ma'am, anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. My name is Jeffrey Stanton. I'm at 24 Elizabeth Parker in town. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you.
I'm also very much in need of medical cannabis access. It's very important. The sickness and suffering to the use of it. It's about compassion and caring and caring of that to help people who are in both needs. I understand you didn't intend to hold on to the road, but that's part of the result. So I just want you to be conscious of it. And it's good to have this discussion and open dialogue, because some of those people making a decision are very sure, maybe not you, but some people don't even want to hear anymore, because they're so sure that they have it right. And that just seems like insecurity. We don't want to hear anymore because maybe they didn't get it right. So just be open to discussion and learn more. We're all learning more. No one knows everything. So thank you for allowing me to learn, and thank you for keeping the patient in mind.
Thank you. Anyone else in public wishing to speak? Seeing none.
Hi, Mayor. So, hello.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Three quick things. You guys have mentioned in the past about a need for soccer coaches, and I'm assuming that need is still there. Where and how are you advertising that need?
Councilman Jack, that's your baby.
Yeah, we've actually announced, we've got announced it throughout the different organizations. I've actually spoke to the church, the Catholic Church there here in Livermore, to the pastoral stuff. But I haven't got any positive feedback yet.
All right. Moving on.
It's just confusing because we too have reached out to a number of soccer organizations in surrounding communities, and there doesn't seem to be any shortage of coaches, at least in surrounding towns. It's very confusing as to why there's such a shortage here.
There's no organization for them to play with. Somebody has to start the organization first.
Yeah, the other problem, Trevor, is that a lot of the adults, unfortunately, are extremely hesitant to take the background check. And I think our background check in Lindenwald is a lot more aggressive, a lot more in detail than most of the other places. I mean, we do the fingerprint background, and we go back a few years, and most of the towns don't do that.
Why is that, you thought?
I'm hoping that we care a whole lot for our kids and stuff. I don't know why they do less of a background check. But we've been doing this probably about 6 or 8 years. So we've been pretty sure involved, and they do an extensive background check.
I understand the need for it, but it would seem to me that if the programs in Woodies or Cherry Hill or Somerdale, Crest or Gisborough, I know Clinton, if they're able to get off the ground and provide the activity for their children, it seems to me that the same could be provided in Lindenwald. I'm not sure what the barriers are.
I can mention that we have other towns that want to join our organization that have done background checks, and those organizations that did background checks were not up to speed to what we do. And when they were told they had to do the background checks again, a lot of those coaches decided not to do it.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you right now, Long Springs, Bradford, Somerdale, they all play up with Farmville. Farmville plays a big area. There's almost 3,000 kids in that program. My nephews live in Magnolia. They can't even have baseball in here because of the lack of safety.
I'm not arguing that other towns aren't suffering from, or at least having trouble finding coaches in other sports. It's just, I was just wondering, based on the success of soccer programs you've seen during the period, why there isn't more of an active push towards the program to get one going here.
Yeah, well, Kelsey Jack has summed it up for you. I had the same reason when I had that problem. There's a football game.
Environmental commission meetings recently, that you guys were going to try to plant a linden tree on Arbor Day. Did that happen?
Yes.
Good.
Next question.
Okay, we didn't see any updates or postings about it. It just seems weird.
Is it wanted to hear itself talk?
Next question, Trevor, please.
This is actually going to be a compliment, sir, that we have noticed, after requesting changes and updates to 192 for a number of years, that there has seemed to be some updates to that channel recently, and we're going to thank you for that. So.
You can thank Brenda, you can thank Cheryl, and you can thank Dawn. They took care of that.
As well. As well we do. It's
5 minutes
are up.
Councilor Foley, let's wait 1 minute, please. Anything else, Cheryl?
No, that's it, sir. It would be nice if more of you were amicable during these meetings. I know you guys have been quite well, but I think you know what I'm speaking about. But that's it with me, Mayor. Thank you so much.
We'll see you in person at the next meeting.
Sounds good, sir.
Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for adjournment.
Mayor.
Sorry,
please. You can't speak your name.
Yes, thank you.
Mayor, it can't be the medical. I will be posting everything for Arbor Day on the website within the next week or two.
Okay. Motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
And second.
Second.
All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you very much for coming up.